listener production. Australia failing Afghan refugees. Liberal staffer handed strategic role. Morape wins troubled Papua New Guinea poll. And Serena Williams set for retirement. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and here's your news headlines for today, Wednesday, August 10. Number 1. A task force is set to interrogate concerns that the nation's bulk billing system is nearing collapse as the former coalition government is accused of misleading the public. Health Minister Mark Butler, who is building a task force to examine healthcare affordability, said claims by the former government that 88% of patients are being bulk billed are, quote, not honest. Experts say bulk billing figures have been artificially inflated by non-compliant billing practices, with patients only bulk billed for parts of their appointment. The Australian Association of Practice Management warned it was utterly bewildering that the expert panel advising Butler's task force did not contain anyone with expertise in medical practice management. Number 2. New figures reveal that a full year after the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, Australia has only granted protection visas to a fraction of the Afghans it pledged to help. Only 6,000 permanent humanitarian visas have been granted to Afghan nationals, out of more than 211,100 people seeking Australia's protection. More than 40% of applications from Afghan nationals have not yet been registered in the computer systems of the Department of Home Affairs. The former Morrison government had promised to provide 31,500 humanitarian visas and family visa places to Afghan nationals. The body of a man who has been awaiting an Australian protection visa verdict was found on the weekend after he was abducted by Taliban militants. Number 3. Former Defence Minister Peter Dutton made a captain's call to deliver a senior coalition advisor to the top job at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. On the eve of the election, Dutton announced that Justin Bassey, the Chief of Staff to the Foreign Affairs Minister, Maurice Payne, would be the Institute's new Executive Director. Bassey's appointment was one of more than 30 placements of coalition staffers and former MPs to high-profile roles. Documents obtained under Freedom of Information laws showed that ASPI's preferred candidate was overruled by Dutton in favour of Bassey, with the decision then kept secret for months. Number 4. James Morape has been sworn in as the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea in the wake of an election plagued by controversy and violence. Voting in PNG's general election ended on July 22, but counting was extended until Monday because of security issues, attacks on ballot boxes, and logistical challenges. Morape, the leader of the Pungu Party that secured 36 seats, will form a coalition government with at least 17 minor parties and independents. Controversy hangs over several seats where counting was interrupted or completed ballots were burned, or in areas where there is mounting evidence of vote rigging. International election observers noted there were incidents of violence, delays, fraud allegations, and large numbers of voters missing from the election roll. Media reported roughly 50 election-related deaths this year, down from 204 deaths in the 2017 vote. And number 5. Tennis legend Serena Williams has announced plans to retire from the sport, suggesting the upcoming 2022 US Open will be her last tournament. In a first-person essay, Williams said she did not like the word retirement and preferred to call it an evolution. She said that her desire to have a second child had helped drive the decision. Williams has 23 Grand Slam titles to her name, second only to Margaret Court, who has 24. That's it for Post today, Wednesday, August 10. Don't forget to subscribe to Post, News in 5, here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a lovely day.